In the current state budget, funding for higher education remained flat, but only with the help of tens of millions of federal stimulus dollars. But in early December, Governor Mitch Daniels, responding to 14 straight months of state revenues falling below forecasts, cut 6% over the next 2 years to higher education. That's around $150 million. There's no guarantee previous levels of state funding will be restored in the future, however rosy it may be, so university officials are proceeding on the assumption it won't. So, in addition to cost-cutting before the 2009-2010 academic year, tuition went up.
I thought they were price-gouging students.
That's State Senator Mike Delf of Carmel. He says the legislature does not want to have to tell universities what to charge.
But if the universities get out of line and don't take into account what Hoosier families are going through, then we would have to deal with that appropriately.
Indiana is just one of seven states that allows schools to set their own fee scales by a vote of a school's board of trustees. But this past summer was different. Even though no school exceeded the non-binding tuition recommendations from the Commission for Higher Education, Senator Luke Kinley of Noblesville, head of the State Budget Committee, threatened to withhold tens of millions of dollars in state funding for capital projects. That move puzzles Representative Matt Pierce of Bloomington, whose district includes Indiana University.
The fact is the university stayed within the recommendation of the Higher Education Commission, and that was the system was set up. I don't understand why Senator Kinley thought those tuition increases were so outrageous. I'd like nothing better than have zero tuition increase, but if that's the goal of the General Assembly, then we're going to have to pony up the money. And we have not had the will or the ability to do that in the last several years.
University officials say the increases are necessary in order to stay competitive. They do that by hiring star faculty, paying for employee health care increases, and funding research. But Higher Education Commissioner Teresa Lubbers, a former lawmaker, says that's only one side of the argument.
Can't just say we need to have more money because we need to hire more first-class professors on the one hand, or on the other hand, we need to make college more affordable, so we need to make sure that college costs never increase the rate of inflation. Too simplistic on the other standpoint.
Kinley's pressure resulted in both IU and Purdue making changes, then prompting the State Budget Committee to approve the money Kinley threatened to withhold. Pierce says letting the committee dictate university policy may have been the wrong move.
When the universities basically caved in, I think they're inviting this to happen repeatedly. And it'll be up to Senator Kinley or whoever will be running the budget committee in the future to decide whether they want to use that kind of leverage. But I personally think it's a very bad precedent what happened last summer.
Lubbers says the new system needs a chance to work despite last summer's fireworks, and it can't be judged on just one go-around. She says tuition caps legislation during this, a non-budget session, is unlikely, but
anything is possible in the General Assembly.
Lubbers says some legislators may file bills calling for caps even if they think it's a lost cause. But given the state's bleak financial picture, missing revenue targets for the past 14 months now, Lubber says there's still a small possibility the legislature may reopen budget discussions. Since some payments are now being withheld from universities, trustees could raise tuition or fees to make up the difference. Mike Delf says there's just not enough time to appropriately address this issue during the short session, but he says the issue is not likely to go away. For WFIU News, I'm Daniel Robison.